Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. At the exclusive Embassy Club in Nahia, Jungle Jim drew first blood in his battle with the bogus Peter Stone by knocking him out for making unwelcome advances to Kitty St. John. Stone immediately sets to work in planning his revenge on Jungle Jim. And to help him in the plot, he calls upon a drug-crazed henchman named Punchy. Together they plan Stone's revenge. A few nights later, Stone and Punchy make their way under the cover of darkness to Lowry's house. While Stone forces an entrance and kidnaps Kitty, St. John, his henchman Punchy is laying incendiary materials underneath Lowry's house in preparation for starting a fire. Stone forces Kitty St. John to dress, then binding and gagging her, he carries her from the house. As he reappears on the outside, he gives the signal to Punchy to start the fire. Punchy applies the torch, and in a few minutes the house is a blazing inferno, trapping Shanghai Lil, Jim, Tony Lowry, and Kolo on the upper floors.
Jim! Jim! Where are you? Jim!
Jim, we're cut off. The flames are burning away the lower staircase.
Tony! Lil! Kitty's not in the room.
What?
Oh,
she's gone. Have you seen her?
No, Jim. No. Let's look in the other rooms on this floor.
I have, Tony. She isn't anywhere on this floor.
Jim, Tony, quick. Look, the flames are almost up the staircase of this floor.
Yes. Come on, Tony. We've got to go up to the attic. Hurry, we'll be cut off. The attic window is our only chance of escape. You take Lil and go on up to the attic. Find Kolo and begin tying the bed sheets together into a rope.
All right, but you'd better come too, Jim, or the flames will cut off your way to the attic stairs.
Go ahead, wait upstairs. I'll be there in a minute. I want to grab some more sheets off these beds. We'll need them.
Okay, Jim. Come along, Lil.
All right, Tony. Hurry, Jim. Hurry.
Mr. Lil. Mr. Lil, this way. This way.
All right, Kolo. Kolo, we've got to make our way to the ground from this window.
Yes.
The flames have cut off the stairway. Now grab those sheets off the bed.
Yes,
twist them together. We've got to make a rope heavy enough to hold us.
Okay. Here, Kolo, grab the other end of those sheets. That's it. Now then tie a knot in them. And start twisting them together with me. I'll get it this end.
All right, twist.
No, you twist to the left. I'll go to the right. That's it. Twist them good and tight.
Here's some more sheets. Give me a hand, Lil. There isn't a minute to lose. The flames are starting to come through the second floor. Grab the ends there. That's it. Now twist them tight.
Oh, tighter.
That's the idea. Good. Here's one pair.
Here's another pair ready, Twan.
Good. Now tie those ends together. That'll make almost 12 feet.
Come on, Tony. Here's another pair. Let's twist them together.
Right, you are, Lil. Yep, I've got this end, okay?
Fine. Kolo, grab the other end of that bed and shove it towards me.
Yes, Twan.
That's it.
Can I help you?
Okay, now then, push it right this way under the window.
Yes, Twan. Come on. I tie the end of the sheets to this end of bed under window.
Put a good strong knot in it, Kolo. It's got to hold plenty of weight.
Yes, there's Twan. Another length of sheet ready for
long
you.
Long now. Thanks, Lil. You and Tony roll two more together while I tie this one up. One more length should be enough.
I have this end tied to bed, Twan. Flames start to come up attic stairs now.
Oh. Okay, Kolo. All right, Lil. How about that last length of sheet? Hurry it up.
Ready. Just a minute, Jim.
This end is fixed, Lil.
All right.
Kolo, help Tony twist that one up tight.
Yes, Twan.
Lil, come over here by the window. Now, get ready to lower yourself hand over hand down this rope.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen. Try to take it easy. Don't get your feet near the wall of this house. Lower yourself down as gently as possible so that you don't swing the rope around and bang yourself against the side of the house.
Rope already, Twan. It almost reached ground.
Okay, Lil. Slip your legs out over this windowsill. Yeah, that's it. There. Now grab onto the sheets and lower away.
Okay, Jim. Don't worry. I'll make it. Here I go.
Good. Now then, Tony.
Yes?
Get ready. And as soon as Lil hits the ground, you start down.
But
Kolo, you follow Tony.
But what about you, Jim? You'd better go next.
No, I'm going to grab this woolen blanket, soak in water. I'm going to need it.
What are you going to do?
Kitty St. John is somewhere in this house, Tony, and I've got to find her. The soaking wet blanket will help protect me from the flames and heat.
But maybe she's outside by now.
She occupied that single bedroom on the ground floor. She'd have plenty of chance to get away.
Yeah, she may have wakened too late to get away. Oh, Lil's down on the ground. So hurry, Tony. Come on, get going.
All right.
And I've gone around the outside of the house looking for Kitty. There isn't a sign of her anywhere, Jim.
Okay. And she must still be in there. She may have fainted and fallen down.
Yeah.
Let's see. Her room is up at the end of the other end of the house. The fire is not quite as bad there.
What?
That corner where her room is hasn't caught fire yet.
But, Jim...
So I'm going to take
it... No, Jim! Jim!
Where are you going, Jim? Wait, you can't go back in there. You'll be burned to death. Tony! Carlo!
Smash that window.
He's gone now.
He's gone in there. He thinks Kitty must have fainted and is still in her bedroom.
Why, he can't even breathe in there. It's suicide. Colo.
Yes?
Colo, go in there. Go after Jim. Bring him back.
Yes, Missy Lil. I go.
Oh, what do you suppose happened to Kitty? She had plenty of time to notice the fire and give us all warning. The room was on the first floor, and that's apparently where the fire started.
I can't imagine why the smell of smoke or the heat or the noise or something in the fire didn't wake her up. But she may have come to warn us. We got trapped in the flames trying to reach the stairway.
Yeah.
The fire spread very quickly.
Oh, I wish to heaven Jim and Cola would come out.
Yes.
They're going to be trapped in there. Look, see, the flames are spreading this corner now.
Oh, yes.
First thing you know, the floor will collapse and bury them in there.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Wait, there's Colo at the window.
Oh.
I'll go over and help him.
Where's Jim?
He looks as though he's all in.
All right, Colo, come on. Here, I'll give you a hand. Lean on me. That's it. Now then, swing yourself down.
I'll be all right.
Where's Jim?
Help one Jim. He'd be bad. Smoke. Get him.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, hurry.
Jim. Come on. Let's go. I'll lift you out of the window. All right, Jim.
Throw
your arms around my shoulder. That's it. Now, hang on tight.
Come on.
I help.
Hold on. Tony. Tony, is he all right?
I think so.
Well, bring him over here, away from the building.
Yes. All right, here.
He's warm.
All right. Here, Jim. Just lie down here for a while. Yeah. That smoke and heat almost had you down.
Okay, Tony. I'll be all right in a few minutes.
I'll show you well.
Oh, yeah. I can't understand what happened to Kitty. We looked everywhere. We couldn't find her.
Never mind now, never mind.
Tony, I don't like the look of this.
How do you feel now, Jim? Any better?
I don't feel good enough to get up and try to get to the bottom of this mystery of the fire and disappearance of Kitty St. John.
Well, the men arrived too late to do much, Jim. They put the fire out, but the building is a total wreck, liable to collapse in a minute.
Well, whoever laid this fire knew his business. Planned a very good job. Didn't overlook a thing. Why, we're lucky to get out of it with our lives. 10 minutes more and we've been burned to death.
I never saw a fire spread so fast in all my life. Who do you think did this job, Jim?
Well, it's perfectly obvious. It was planned by Peter Stone.
Yes.
And he might not have been present when it was set off. When we find him, we'll probably find the answer to the disappearance of Kitty St. John. Oh, but look, I can't afford to sit here. I've got work to do.
No, last time.
No, wait, Tony. Come on, Colo.
Huh?
Let's begin digging up some clues that'll put us on the trail of these firebugs.
As Lowry's palatial home smolders and threatens to collapse in a heap of charred ruins, Kitty St. John, bound and gagged, tearfully watches from a distant hill, while Peter Stone stands smiling in triumph.
I've certainly got to hand it to you, Punchy. That was a swell little fire you built.
Yeah.
Boy, how those flames spread. You know, I wouldn't give you a thin dime for their chances of getting out of that second floor. That sure was a fast fire, Punch.
No, nothing, Chief. Nothing at all, Chief. Just a small job. Now, you take them two sugar warehouses in Manila down the docks. Remember
forget
those?
Forget it. Remember, this dame can't talk. but she can listen.
Huh?
If she ever got loose, well, forget it.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, sure, Chief. I know what you mean. And say, look over there, coming down from the town. The fire trucks, look at them.
Let them come. They can't save that place now. That fire's got too good a start. It'd take all the water around this island to stop that fire now. Look at those flames. Look at the flames shooting up over the roof.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, I sure know how to set them. Ah, you're right, Chief. You're right. Sure, it'd take 100 engines to stop that fire. And in that heat, there won't be much left of them people, Chief. Fire department's too late to save them.
Yeah. Oh, so you can't take it, huh, Mrs. Kitty St. John? I don't know why you're crying. Didn't we save you from being caught in that fire trap? You ought to thank us for being considerate enough to think of you first. Hey, Punchy.
Yeah.
Take that gag off her mouth.
No, you don't want to take it off, boss.
Take it off. She's too far away to do any screaming now. Besides, if she doesn't behave, we can easily put it back on again.
Oh, sure, Chief, yeah. Now give her a chance to breathe, huh, Chief?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Missy, there you are. You feel better?
You cold-blooded murderers. You'll hang for this. You're the lowest, most indecorous.
Okay, Punchy, put that gag on again. This little lady doesn't appreciate good treatment.
Yeah, boy.
Cut out the blubbering, baby. That won't do you any good. Come on, Punchy. The show's over now, and we've got a good long way to go.
Turning their backs on the distant scene of blazing ruins, Stone, Punchy, and their prisoner Kitty start off on a secret trip deep into the interior of Nahia Island. In the meanwhile, Jungle Jim and Kolo, barely recovered from their ordeal in the fire, have already begun to seek clues that will put them on the trail of Stone again. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.